Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. In this video, I'm asking whether polygamy ought to be legalized in Western countries. I should have said polyandry as well, I wrote the title, but like multiple marriage. So in countries such as Ireland and Great Britain, should we permit polygamy and polyandry by law? So poly as in many in Greek, and gamy, well, obviously of marrying women, andry of men, andros, men. Now, multiple marriage, plural marriage, is not allowed in many jurisdictions. It's allowed in Shariat states. I can't think of anywhere outside the Shariat state where it's allowed by law. Now, it might exist in practice. I've heard there are some societies in Southern Africa where two or more men can share one wife. The husbands are often brothers, apparently, so that she gives birth to a child. They're not sure the father is, but, you know, is at least known from the bloodline. I think it's very uncommon, but it's not recognized by law there. I'd have heard in Zimbabwe, under the law of the land, a man may have but one wife under tribal law, which has no validity in court. A man can have two or more wives, but I believe it's very uncommon. I know in Islamic law, methinks it's from the Hadith, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, saying a guy could have up to four wives, but that was quite a specific context, only if there's a shortage of men, because then men have been killed in a battle. And obviously, it was not commonplace. Think about it. That would only work if women were 80% of the population. So having the second two wives is unusual. Three is very unusual. Four is almost unheard of. And then if a man took an additional wife, he'd be depriving another man of a wife. So, yeah, to boost the population, because a man can have almost limitless children, women can only have about a child a year. They're lucky to become pregnant that frequently. Back in societies when mortality was very high, infant mortality, life expectancy were very low, only half the children were going to make it to puberty even, so have as many children as possible so that the tribe could survive. So what are the arguments of polyandry and polygamy? I suppose people want it, human liberty. Now, not many people want it, but even if three people want it, or one woman and two men, or two women and one man, or now we've got same-sex marriage, three men or three women or something like that, Does that have an upper limit? Could be four people married to each other, or five people. We could consider these things. I'm just thinking aloud. I'm an ENT personality type, known as the debater. So I like to push boundaries and to simply consider things. Is there any is there any logical reason why it shouldn't be permitted? I mean, same-sex marriage, that was a psychological and cultural barrier for many people. Even with the very first same-sex civil partnership in the modern world in Denmark in 1989, it outraged and revolted even people of moderate opinion. 20 years later, it was accepted in two dozen Western countries. So these things can change incredibly quickly. So why shouldn't it be allowed? And of course, plural marriage was allowed in most societies if you go back enough centuries or millennia. We can have gender equality, as it could be one woman with two or more husbands or one man with two or more wives. How about bisexual, as in the two husbands, are they married to each other as well as married to the one wife or something like that? So threesomes, because wow. And would there be an upper limit? If they want it, why shouldn't they be permitted? I know people can have whatever sort of domestic arrangements they want. And I've seen these documentaries about Alfred is in a relationship with Belinda, right? And Belinda's in a relationship with Charlie, right? Who's also in a relationship with Alfred, right? Charlie's in a relationship with David. He's not in a relationship with Edward, but Edward is in a relationship with David. And Edward is in a relationship with Felicity too, who's also in a relationship with Belinda. Well, and it's really confusing, this chain like that. So because they can bring up marriage with three or more parents, they can bring up children with three or more parents, they could pool resources. Is this love? Should we recognize what people are doing anyway? Grant them rights, inheritance rights. They could have some sort of trust to own property. So perhaps these are reasons to do it. It's some people's culture. If we have to respect different things, then that would be that would be recognizing this cultural breadth. So polygyny, to be strictly speaking, is marrying two or more women, as in gynos in ancient Greek. So polygamy can be marrying multiple marriage, one person of one sex and two or more people of the opposite sex. But these, of course, these same-sex marriage is allowed in most of Western Europe is allowed, sort of Canada, all the states of the USA now, Argentina, Brazil, South Africa. I'm not sure there's anywhere in the Far East. Goodness. And there are some Muslim countries which are not Sharia states where polygyny is illegal, such as Kazakhstan, Turkey, Azerbaijan. But it's still allowed in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, even when the Taliban weren't in power, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and so forth. It's just unusual. Right. So these are some of the arguments in favor. So there's greater financial stability. There's an economic argument for it. It's potentiating people, is allowing greater autonomy. Surely we should be promoting choice for different lifestyles. So long as it's truly consensual, then no harm is done. Okay, I would have provided a greater gender balance. Now, why are some people against, say, it's inherently unequal and inequitable? Well, I think probably if you allow polygyny, polyandry is more unusual. Are women more infertility than men are? Possibly. Would it cause more stress? Would it strain people out? Would it be actually psychologically harmful? Would there be more envy that one man loves one wife more than the other? And apparently, Islam tried to provide against this by saying, but if he buys a gift for this wife, he must want buy one for the others as well, of equal value, or something like that. And how do they spend their nights? I saw this documentary about plural marriage amongst Mormon fundamentalists. Now, mainstream Mormonism abolished plural marriage about 150 years ago, but there are fundamentalist Mormons who carry it on. And they're seeming very ordinary, quite personal chap with four wives. And so he spends, he rotates, they all get a night with him. So they obviously want some woo-woo with him too. And one of them going to bed with a pillow of him, an image on her, of his face, and she's crying, she doesn't get to see him much. And of course, there's a jealousy saying, oh, well, she's more beautiful than me. And the other one, she's had more children than me, and I feel like I'm a failure or whatever, competitiveness. And I thought, why would a woman settle for only a quarter of his time? Wouldn't you want him to yourself completely? So that's a possibility. But rather than losing him totally, wouldn't it be better to have something to share him? Now, then these children might not really know who their parents are, even if they're informed. Would they have less of a bond? Would they not have so much parental attention? Perhaps there'd be too much inequality. It would be terribly complicated in terms of child custody, inheritance, property tax, but this has not been superbly difficult. Legislation could be drafted to deal with these scenarios. The legal system these days contemplates monogamous unions, but connubial relations, which are multiple, could also be provided for in a legal code, which is written with that in mind. Goodness. So would it lead to exploitation? I mean, I don't see how it's more likely to do so than single marriage. Well, would it reduce equality? Would it lead to a lack of social cohesion? Just possibly. So, yeah, I mean, at the moment, it does seem problematic. What do you think? We've moved beyond this idea you can't marry someone of your own sex. Should we move on the idea you can only marry one other person at the same time? And if Alice is already married to Bob, and then Alice also wants to marry Cuthbert, would she need Bob's permission or not? We need to work out that one. What do you think? I'd like to hear your proposals. So please comment. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.